Hey, folks, it's okay. Okay is it, okay?
Are you sure you're okay?
I am sure that okay, the word least likely to appear in the National Spelling Bee, all right, is probably America's greatest contribution to world culture, certainly language.
Okay defeats awesome, gimme, howdy, yo, and hundreds of other contenders.
Okay.
Look, where would we be without the greatest invention in the English language?
Not okay. Just try and get along without okay, okay? You can't even be not okay without okay.
Okay.
Oh, right. That's about enough of that. For now, it's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Okay has so many meanings. It's
it does.
Okay, let's move on. It's okay, kind of faint
Depending
praise.
Depending on your tone of voice, it could mean
okay.
a million different things.
Yes, let's get down to business.
Oh, yeah, it could start a fight between a husband and wife just the way
Definitely.
You say okay.
What are the meanings of okay? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE on this Thursday, November 18th.
In the meantime, let's get a check of the top news this morning. German investigators in Namibia have intercepted what they're calling a suspicious object in luggage on an Air Berlin flight that's bound for Munich. An X-ray showed a detonator connected to a running clock. It's not clear yet, though, whether any explosives were involved. It comes a day after the German government announced it was stepping up security because it had received intelligence pointing to a planned attack in the country this month. And a verdict in the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee.
This jury acquitted Ahmed Hafan Gilani of 284 out of 285 counts.
Defense attorney Peter Quijano says Gilani was found guilty of conspiracy to damage or destroy U.S. property. He was acquitted of multiple murder and attempted murder charges for his role in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in East Africa. Gilani still faces 20 years to life.
General Motors will be reborn as an official public company today. Trading begins this morning in what's likely the largest IPO in U.S. history. GM hopes to raise $23 billion and make the government a minority shareholder for the first time since it declared bankruptcy. But GM retiree John Christie says a lot of former employees have reason to be wary.
The older retirees that had a lot of GM stock, which became almost worthless, they took a pretty good financial hit on that. So a lot of those folks are not real anxious to get back in.
Stock's going to open at $33 a share. Ireland is expected to announce this morning whether it will accept a bailout from the European Union. The president of Ireland's central bank tells our partner, the BBC, that Ireland will take it.
In Haiti, protests continue to break out over allegations that United Nations aid workers from Nepal brought cholera to Haiti.
We are asking for the removal of this trash, this social bacteria called the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti.
The UN says the protests are hampering the aid response. More than 1,100 people have died from the cholera epidemic.
Up in Alaska, they're calling it a Murkowski miracle. Lisa Murkowski, running as a write-in independent, won a Senate candidacy for the first time in 50 years to win a write-in campaign. Tea Party candidate Joe Miller says he hasn't decided whether to seek a recount. And Sarah Palin now admits, even though it might be a setback in Alaska, not being able to deliver the Tea Party, she's considering a run for president in 2012. She told ABC News' Barbara Walters that. So let's check the markets. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,007. The S&P opens at 1,178. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,476. While that business about okay there at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to an author later on this hour who wrote the book on where it came from. His book is okay. It's about where okay came from. It's actually an invention that became a word and now is just ubiquitous all over the world. Call us at 877-8-MIKE, my take, and tell us how many times you think you use the word and what kind of meanings does okay have for you.
And he actually answers the question of what okay stands for. It's actually a misspelling.
Of course.
That's okay.